The economy and the job market in particular are key issues in the presidential campaign. During a swing through Missouri, Democratic nominee John Kerry blamed last month's slow job growth on President Bush's economic policies.
You've heard people in positions of leadership on the other side saying America has turned the corner. Well, it must have been a U-turn. Or else they're continually turning and they're going around in circles and ending up right back where they started from. Because the fact is, this is unacceptable for the United States. We can do better.
John Kerry, speaking today in Missouri. We'll have more from his campaign in just a few minutes. Naturally, President Bush had a very different take on today's jobs report. He said it's evidence his economic policies are working.
Our economy's been through a lot. Today's employment report shows our economy is continuing to move forward. And it reminds us that we're in a changing economy, and we've got more to do. I'm not going to be satisfied until everybody who wants to work can find a job.
President Bush speaking in Stratham, New Hampshire today. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and joins us. And Don, these numbers surely aren't the numbers that the Bush administration would have wanted to be trumpeting today, not nearly as many jobs as projected.
These are not the kind of things they had hoped to be talking about. They thought there was going to be a much bigger number. But the president is doing here today what he has been doing really for weeks and months and all year, really, if you want to be blunt. He talks about how he is not satisfied with the job picture. But he also focuses on the positive. He says the economy is improving. It's much better than it would have been had not the tax cuts been passed, so he focuses on that. And the other thing he does is in a state like New Hampshire, he reminds people that the unemployment rate here is 3.9%. That's significantly better than the national average.
How does the Bush campaign handle the charges from John Kerry, who would say these numbers show that the economy is not doing well, 1.1 million jobs lost since the president came to office?
The White House says that the economy continues to grow, that there is job growth, and that things are going in the right direction. They do acknowledge that the president would like these numbers to be better, but they say that all trends are still upward and that long range, the situation for the economy looks positive.
And does the president actually mention John Kerry by name when he's talking about the economy, for example?
No, not when he's talking about the economy. He does talk about his opponent having one answer on the economy, to raise taxes. And that's always a very popular line here in these very pro-Bush crowds gather at these kinds of events.
The president, as we mentioned, was in New Hampshire today. What's the significance of visiting that state?
New Hampshire is a state that the president carried in 2000, but he carried it by 1.3 percentage points. So it was very close. We've all talked a great deal about how the president has been going to the Midwest over and over, to big states like Ohio and Michigan, and he's going to Pennsylvania a lot and Wisconsin. Well, the reality is if he hadn't won New Hampshire last time, Al Gore would be the president of the United States. So in addition to the campaign targeting those big swing states, they also have to work very hard to make sure the president hangs on to the states that he won last time around. And right now, the polls in New Hampshire show it to be a very close race, but with John Kerry ahead slightly.
The president has a weekend off in Maine and hits the campaign trail again next week. Where is he headed?
He does. The weekend in Maine, he'll actually be going to his nephew's wedding, Jeb's son's wedding at Kennebunkport. But then next week, just like this past week, it'll feel like it's October and Election Day is just around the corner. He will be campaigning in Virginia, in Florida, in New Mexico, in Arizona, in California, in Oregon, in Washington State, and then in Iowa before heading home. It's a 5-day campaign swing that he's taken, his first really lengthy campaign swing like that this year.
NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.